You're listening to Flashback Friday on RMU Radio with your host, Brett.
Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday. We're doing the show later this week. I ended up not doing it on Tuesday, like always. I actually ended up doing more than I thought that day. And today we have a guest on the show. Say hi, Brad.
Hi.
Brad hasn't been on the show since when? 2018. That was the last time, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
My God, you need to talk louder. We were testing before this. You said you're going to talk louder than,
hey.
We were listening to The Sound of Music before we started the show because Brad found found a record, and we put it on, and we were jamming out to The Sound of Music. But here we are. We're ready to start with some music. Anything you want to say, Brad, to anyone?
Oh, hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. That's it.
Hi, Uncle Tom.
Bree.
Hi, Bree.
Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Yeah, so we're just saying hi
to four people who listen to the show.
I love it. And maybe Peter.
Maybe we'll get five.
I know, maybe we'll get five. Who knows? Let's start out with the Four Seasons. Is that okay, Brad?
That's fine.
Do you have a recommendation?
Whatever you want.
Okay, Brad. Here's Walk Like a Man by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons to start out the afternoon. Enjoy.
Listening to RMU Radio.
Just a letter saying she's returning home to me. There's Mr. Postman, the cat see. Oh, yeah, they're back for me.
Make sure to tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett. Only on RMU Radio. Is a great way to start your weekend.
And we are back. Hope you enjoyed the first, what was it, four songs? Now, Brad had something really cool that he wanted to talk about.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You were telling me. No. Brad wanted to tell you about his favorite meal at Eaton Park. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, right now, we've been going to Eaton Park every Friday and getting the turkey dinner. For the past 7 weeks now.
It's our like weekly tradition leading up until Thanksgiving. So by the time Thanksgiving comes, it's like we've had turkey every single week. Other than one, we missed 1 week. Well, why did we miss?
Because we went to the porch.
Oh, God. Another Eaton Park establishment. I sound like I'm so obsessed. Like,
he's wearing a smiley shirt right now, and he has the tree mask.
I actually am. I have my smiley shirt. I bought that at Whitehall Eaton Park back when they had merchandise. It was like the last... They were trying to sell all of their shirts because they don't... I don't know why Eaton Park doesn't carry merchandise. Like, they sell mugs, that's it. But they don't sell shirts anymore. So
it's
free
advertise.
I know, I walk around, I'm like a walking billboard. And then I have my smiley Christmas mask. I look like I'm obsessed.
I think you are a little bit. But it's okay. How many times have you been to Eaton Park this week? Monday?
Did I go Monday?
Yeah.
With who?
You brought me home a croissant sandwich.
Oh, I went alone. I went to my Eaton Park.
Tuesday?
Did I go Tuesday? No, I didn't. This is making me sick. Did I go Tuesday?
Don't you always go to see Nancy?
Yeah, I saw Tuesday. Nancy.
Okay, so you went Monday, Tuesday. Did you go Wednesday?
What was Wednesday? Oh, wait, that's my... Wait. Yeah, I did. I went to the arcade, and before I went to... Yeah.
And then we went Thursday. We went yesterday.
Oh, my God, did I...
And then you're going tomorrow to see Nancy again. So you went 6 times this week.
I went to Eaton Park 6 days in a row? Wait, I didn't go today. 5 days in a row. I went Monday through Friday. Oh, my God.
Well, Sunday. Sunday through Friday.
Oh, yeah, because I see Nancy.
He did go 6 days.
Oh, my God. Do you want to go after this? Wow. I'm Eaton Park's number one fan. I sound crazy. And then I worked there. Guys, I literally worked there all day yesterday. I worked from, not all day, but I worked 10:30 to 5. And then I got home, and then we went straight back for turkey dinner. And they're all like, why are you here again? Oh, my God. I didn't realize I go that much. Hey. They're a number one fan. That's so cringy. Okay, well, what's tomorrow? Sunday? Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Nancy. Brad has songs that I told him he can write them down, so I'm going to go ahead. Do you want to go ahead and announce the
first one?
Yeah, by the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, the first song is Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas.
Any reason why you chose this one in particular?
I think it has a good beat. And
okay, guys, this one has a good beat.
Yeah, enjoy the beat.
Creek Alley by Mamas and the Papas. Enjoy.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Lawless and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" The night out. And after every number they pass that.
what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Shelton again, getting very tuneful. McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A. You know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh, disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars,
and slow rent,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
Duffy's good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Okay, that was Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas. Next up on Brad's request list is...
It's Only a Paper Moon by Ella Fitzgerald.
And why this one?
I first heard this one being played acoustically by a couple people, and I wanted to know the name of the song, and I went home, and it took a while, but I finally found it, and I just thought it was a really relaxing song, and I really like it now. So,
okay, well, Brad really likes it, so hopefully it's a good one. Here's It's Only a Paper Moon by Ella Fitzgerald. Enjoy.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you be. It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
And next up, we have If I Fell by the Beatles.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, she learns we are two, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she fell in love with you.
Okay, next up on Brad's list, we have Morning Train by Sheena Easton. Enjoy.
Another day ahead, it seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by.
We'll be right back to Flashback Friday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a flash. Flashback Friday is brought to you by Alternative Bedding Waterbed Services. Has been Pittsburgh's specialty sleep shop since 1992. Are you ever in need of new, comfortable, and affordable mattresses? Well, you're in luck. Alternative Bedding Waterbed Services issues a 10% discount to all RMU students. They also offer a large selection of waterbeds, futons, bunk beds, and bedroom furniture. Call us at 412-885-5555 for any questions or visit our website at www.alternativebedding.net. Welcome back to Flashback Friday with your host, Brent.
Okay, it's time for the infamous trivia question. Are you ready?
Oh boy.
Okay. The question is, the average American ate 250 of these last year. What is it?
Pizza slices.
No. Once again, the question is, the average American ate 250 of these.
Apples.
No. That's a lot of apples. I guess if you eat an apple a day.
Yeah, and skip the weekends.
I don't eat my apples on the weekends.
Well, if you pack it in your lunch to go to work, everyone eats it, and then you skip the weekends, it could be roughly 250.
Okay, well, if you all at home want to give it a shot, once again, the question is, the average American ate 250 of these. We're going to play some music, and we will be back with the answers. So take some time and think about it.
Do you know the answer to Brent's trivia question? If so, call in at 412-397-6816. Good luck.
Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Picking on me.
Gay. We turn night into day. end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the
Tune in to Flashback Friday every Friday at 4 with your favorite host, Brett, only on RMU Radio. Listening to Flashback Friday on RMU Radio with your host, Brett.
And we are back with the trivia answer. Brad went ahead and Googled it because he couldn't wait for me to tell him, so I'll ask the question and Brad will give you the answer because he knows. Once again, the question was, the average American ate 250 of these last year. Brad, the answer?
Eggs.
I feel like I ate more than 250.
Well, by going to Eaton Park 6 days a week,
shut up.
Two eggs each, it's 12 per week, times 52 weeks.
But if you have an omelet, there's three eggs in the omelet, so.
That's more.
This is so stupid. Why is the only thing we talk about is how many times I go to Eaton Park?
Because we haven't done anything else in the past 6 months.
It's sad. What else do you do? Well, that was a fun trivia question. We're going to go ahead and jump into the requests for today. Usually, I play a Beach Boys song for my friend Bree, but recently she got an album by the Monkees, and it was signed, and I thought it'd be fun to play a Monkees song. Do you know who the Monkees are, Brad?
I do.
Why'd you look away? Do you not?
I mean, I've heard them. I couldn't tell you a song by them, but...
I'm a believer. Then I saw her face.
Now I know.
Here's Daydream Believer by the Monkees. This one's for you, Bree. Enjoy. Here we go.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
okay, I hope you enjoyed the Monkees. The next request was from Nancy Matthews. She requested some Peter Frampton. So here is Baby I Love Your Way live by Peter Frampton. Enjoy.
Thank you. So long.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that, Nancy. This next one was requested by my Uncle Tom about 2 weeks ago, and I didn't get around to playing it yet because, as you remember, last week's show was only about a half an hour long, and this next song is about 10 minutes long. This song is Funeral for a Friend by Elton John, so sit back, relax. It's a long one, but a nice one. Here we go.
You're listening to Flashback Friday on RMU Radio with your host, Brett.
Okay, I hope some of you are still with us after that one. I know it was a little bit longer, but I had to hold that and wait till I did a longer show because I knew I looked at it. I always look at the songs I play that are requests. I'm like, okay, if I'm going to play an 11-minute song, I'm going to have to wait till I do a full show. Last week, it was a 30-minute show. If I would have played that, that would have taken up half of our show. So now I played it. Did you like that song, Brad?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that was for Uncle Tom. Next up, a lot of you, well, I don't know if everyone knows this, but I do Christmas-themed shows usually in December. But the one problem, well, November into December, the problem is we are going to be moving fully online in the next few weeks. So it's called the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's mainly Christmas music because it's fun. But the problem is we're going to be online when I usually do my Christmas shows. So I'm going to try to do some Christmas shows. I usually try to do 12. There's no way I'm going to be able to do 12. Basically what I'm going to do right now is just give you a little sneak peek, play a few songs. So if you don't want to hear Christmas music, this is the time to end the show. But if you're in the mood for some Christmas music, usually puts me in a better mood. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to play some Andy Williams because that's a very traditional Christmas singer that you need to listen to, especially around Christmas. How many times did I say Christmas? Probably like 45 times.
We love Eaton Park and Christmas.
Okay, Brad. Oh my God. Okay, so here's Andy Williams. This is a sneak peek into the Christmas Flashback Friday show. So if you like this, then in the next couple of weeks, you can tune in for the Christmas series. So here's Andy Williams. Enjoy.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down. Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, happy holiday.
Season's greetings from RMU Radio.
hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas from your favorite host, Brent.
Concludes today's show. Did you have fun, Brad?
I did, yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If you guys are interested in the Flashback Friday Christmas special, I call it the Flashback Friday 12 Days of Christmas. I'll be doing that soon. And I can send you those shows if you want to listen to it. It's great if you're just trying to like put up Christmas decorations, you want Christmas music playing in the background. I play all that music. And I gave you a little sneak peek of what I do. But yeah, that concludes today's show. Anything else you want to say, Brad?
Good night to all, and to all, good night. Is that what they say? Oh, Merry Christmas to all.
Good night
and
to all.
A good night.
Good night to all, and good night. Okay, everyone, you have a great rest of your week. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Flashback Friday. See you next week.